A good to Erev Yontif, going into the wonderful, beautiful final days of Pesach, Shvi Shal Pesach, and Achrin Shal Pesach, Shvi Shal Pesach, the tremendous nace of Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, Amayim lehem choyma miyaminam v'smoylam. So on the Sefer Melchemes Yehuda, a big yesoid here, that one of the treasures of Klal Yisrael, of Am Yisrael, is that they don't go with the flow of the world. They are not influenced by the Ruach HaYoyim of the storms of the times, and we stick to our Torah, which is unchangeable, through the Dairis. Yes, the Torah tells us how to guide us in every life situation and in every time in history, but we follow the Torah, and we don't follow the storms of the world. And that's one thing we need to know, no matter where we are, in Eretz Yisrael, in America, in other countries, that the Hatzlacha that we have is the Hatzlacha of Torah, the Hatzlacha of following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, following the Derech Hashem. And that is the Kiyum of Am Yisrael, that's the Hatzlacha of Am Yisrael, that we are beyond Teva, similar to the way Kriyas Yamsa was, where you had Yabosha in the Yam. And that's what it means, it's a remez. V'amayim lohem choyma miyaminam u'mismoylam. Mayim is a remez on Torah, and Torah is Nimshlo L'mayim. And the way of the Torah is the Mayim, the Torah, is a choyma, is a wall, is a fortress. Miyaminam or mismoilam, to the right and to the left, as a border that we don't turn far out to the right, we don't fall too far at the left. We stay in the middle, in the Derech HaTorah, following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in every matzav and every time. And that is one of the symbolisms of this pasuk by Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdoi. And again, we say this often, that the hashpa of Yontif is really for the entire year. And that's really, really telling on a day like Shvi Shal Pesach, which is the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. And it spreads out to every single day, because every single day, Shabbos, Yontif, during the week, we say Oz Yosher. We remind ourselves of Kriyas Yamsuf every single day. And that koiches comes from the day that it actually happened, Shvi Shal Pesach. Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdoi teaches us that it's a derech of a person. If he happens to be weak in his emunah and he needs chizuk, you could be mischazik yourself by having emunah in true tzaddikim. The true tzaddikim that you know that are true, that you follow or that you're guided by or that you look up to and that you aspire to. That's the Moshe Avdai. So Vayaminu b'Hashem, and sometimes it's through over Moshe Avdai, that's how you get to the Vayaminu b'Hashem. And again, obviously, to the point where Hashem wants us to have that strong Amuna on our own, without necessarily needing other means in order to be Mechazik the Amuna. But nevertheless, one of the ways of doing it is having emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe Rabbeinu of each door, the tzaddikim of each door. And that is another yesod in this week's parsha. Another one, it says, by Miriam, she took the toif biyada, ha-toif. So it's fascinating. It's brought down that ha-toif was with a hey-ayadiyah. She took that symbol or that instrument, and Rashi brings it down in the Devar Yamasal B'chupim of a Mechaylais, that the tzidkanias of the dar had betachin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to perform miracles for them. And they took out those tupim in Mitzrayim, and they took it out of Mitzrayim, and they knew that they were going to celebrate Yeshua with it. And that's what the remez of the pasuk is, that Miriam took ha-toif, that well-known toif, that well-known instrument that was she was guarding and watching with all the other Nashim Tzidkanias of the Dar, still in Mitzrayim, preparing themselves for the Geula, preparing themselves for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem them. So that's a very, very important insight as well. The Emuna that the Nashim Tzidkanias had, a full confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to redeem them. Oz Yosher, it says, when they saw the nace, they wanted to say Shira, and that's what they did. Ashira Lashem, ki goi go. Oz Yosher, a Yid trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only when things are going well, begashmias, He trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when things are difficult. And he hopes and he realizes that the Yeshua is Hashem Kerev Ayin. And through that, he could become happy in every matzav wherever he is. Ki bo yismach libeinu. With this, my heart rejoices. Ki v'shen kwa how? Ki v'shen kot she batachnu. Because I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holy name. And that's again with the Rashi we just said, with the Chupim and Mechaylais, that the Tzidkaniyus of the Dar, when they took out they preserved those Tupim and Mechaylais, those instruments, they did that in Mitzrayim. Even in Mitzrayim, and then the Golus was not revealed yet. They were in the darkness of the Gula, I mean, wasn't revealed yet. They were in the darkness of the Golus. And still in Mitzrayim, they prepared these clay zemer, these instruments, because of the Asid, because they had true Yeshua on the true betochen that the Yeshua was going to come. Oz Yashir. That even in Mitzrayim, they were betuach in the Yeshua that was going to come. And that gave them the koyach to be happy, even in that matzif that was difficult at that time. And that's what we have to really learn how to have betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he helps us every single second of the way. Vayibokwa Hamayim, it's a famous thing. Kosha Lezavgam Kikriyas Yamsuf. So it's the time Shviv, Chal Pesach also, to have a mind and to daven for Shaduchim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea from us, for us, he's Mazman Shaduchim for us, and he takes care of us. And that's, there's a connection there. Through the Sfas Emes, it's brought down that went by the Megillah, that it says, Al Kinkar Liyama Me'ilu Purim Al Shem HaPur. The Ikra Nes was Tali in the Pur, which is the Geirel. And the Geirel is actually the Nes, because the Geirel of Haman was used. He wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael through the Geirel. But Klal Yisrael has to, of course, exist. So Mamela, there had to be a Nes, Lamala Manateva, to overturn that. And the Geirel turned out, right, could be that the day that Moshe was born, was a Mazalika thing, and it turned into Yeshua. And the Kriyas Yamsuf was similar, that the Kiyum of Am Yisrael had to be, so Mamela and Nes had to happen. By Mizaynos, it says, Mandi Yoav Chai Yoav Mizaynay. Who does he give life to? He gives life to the, he gives, who does he give Mizaynos to? He gives Mizaynos to those that are living. It says, Ba Zohar, when a male is created, Ba Kikre Biyodo, his kikar, meaning his parnasa, comes with him. There's a tzarech to be zan le parnasasai. By the way, that applies, of course, to the Isha, because it says that the parnasa of a husband is tully in his wife. So when the Nekeva is Bola Oilam, that's the Hitzchus. So we have to understand that when the Gemara Nida, the Aflamet Aleph on the Bay says, Ba Zachar Lo Oilam Ba Kikra Biyadai, that when the Zach comes, the Ashba of the parnasa comes through him, with him, to give him parnasa for the rest of his life. When a Nekeva is born, and Bas Ploini Le Ploini, it's b'schus ishtai. Because if you're shari without an isha, you're not together a person. That's the ikakim of a person. So of course his zivik has to be there. His zivik is a chelik of what his sustenance is. It's mamish like parnasa. Just like without an isha, you're not considered a full person. Without parnasa, you can't have also a yishav adas to be a full person to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the right way. And that's why we ask for parnasa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us serve him better through the parnasa that he gives us. And these lessons are learned from Kriyas Yamsuf, that we need a great nes, l'mala m'derech hateva, but we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will not forsake us, and sigh with a zivig of a person, sigh with the parnasa of a person, even though it seems b'derech hateva that, how is this going to happen? How am I going to get my parnasa? How am I going to get my zivig? But you have to realize, man de yohiv chai yohiv mezainai. The one who gives life, he gives mazain. And with the mazain and parnasa is the same. It goes hand in hand with one another. And that's the connection. Kasha kriyasin shel zivugim shel adon kriyas yamsuf. And we have to take the lesson of the kriyas yamsuf with us all our lives, every single day. It's a skula for Yeshuas. It's a skula for parnasa, it's a skula for in growing betochen, and so on and so forth. And this Chasam Sefer brings down that Miriam said Shira on the Paranis of Mitzrayim. Sus v'reich v'yroma v'yom. She didn't really say on the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael, like Mechisa b'chazdecha. It only mentions the psukim of Paranis. And one of the answers that's brought down is because Miriam was one of those miyaldois that helped Klal Yisrael. She was Meiser Nefesh on the Kiyam of the children of Klal Yisrael. She was trying all her time in the Gezerah when Pare said to throw all the nails into the Yam, and she was trying to save them to the best of her ability. So her tsar of the loss of those children that got thrown into the river hit her deeply and hurt her more, because she was Moshe Nefesh so much to save Klal Yisrael and to save those children. And she had Atzlacha saving a lot of those children. But when that didn't happen and they were killed in the Yam, she had a tremendous tsar from it. So that's why Dafka her, when the Gemul came and they got drowned, Mida Keneged Mida, she became comforted by their Einish, Mida Keneged Mida. And that's why she felt that more. And that's why she said, Sus v'reich v'yroma v'yom, because she was Moshe Nefesh for those children. And she had more tsar on the loss of those children that she was not able to save more than anyone else. And that's why that affected her the most. And also, she said, Shir Hashem ki goy go, Sus v'reich v'yroma v'yom, that a person sometimes feels arrogant when they are victorious over their enemies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's known that he got honored from the fact his geya, his greatness is from the Mitzrayim itself, from the Mapala that they had. That was a covet for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayaminu that all Maisim and Golas from the beginning to end is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kayach itself. So gives you and tells you the yesod of Emunah in Hashem, that nothing is in the world is without the HaKadosh Baruch Hu guiding it. And all the koyach of the Goyim that rule over Klal Yisrael in Golas is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows that to happen. So even though the Hashgacha Pratis is hidden, but we have Emunah that they don't have independent koyach. Nebuchadnezzar did not have independent koyach. Titus did not have independent koyach. The Crusaders and all the people, the Rishoyim, they did not have their own koyach. Everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki goy go. All their gaiva is really not, it's meaningless. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. So our Miriam said this as a hayrah for the Dairis to teach us that when the Zmanim of Golias, when there's a hest upon him, we need to believe in Hashgacha Pratis that's with us always. Even in times of Hester, even in times of Tsar. So we see from here beautiful lessons in Kriyas Yamsuf, in Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Schus of the Noshim Tzidkaniyos, specifically that they had Emunah Pshuta, that they prepared these instruments while still in Mitzrayim. Like you saw that they led the Chayim Mishpacha, right? They built Klal Yisrael by being Moshe Nefesh and trying to have children with their husbands in Mitzrayim. And to remove the Yiyush that you could have from the difficulty of the Avodah Kasha that they suffered then. And it was the Noshim Tzidkaniyos that gave Chizik and Nechama to their husbands and to give them the Simchas HaChayim. And they're the ones who prepared those instruments already in Mitzrayim. We're going to be saved. We're going to be celebrated. We're going to celebrate with these instruments themselves. And Miriam wanted to bring that out, that the whole army of Mitzrayim fell into the Yam. Their silver didn't help them. Their gold didn't help them. All their dominion till now didn't help them. And it teaches us to follow. And Miriam was mashpia on all the women afterwards, to go in her footsteps, not to run after gold, not to run after silver, to care about children, to be Moshe Nefesh for children, to be Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, to give chizik to their husbands, to have faith, and to be joyful, and to trust in the Yeshuas Hashem that even in Mitzrayim they took that toif, they took that Kli Zemer and put it, stored it, because we will celebrate with this. Similar to tzaddikim that used to prepare special garments that they were going to wear when Mashiach will come. B'mheira v'yameinu amen. May Hashem help that this Yeshua of Kriyas Yamsev should open up tremendous Yeshuas for all of Klal Yisrael in Parnasa, in Shiduchim, in Emuna, in Simcha, in seeing the light in the Golas, that the Golas should turn into the Geula, and we should see the Geula mamish b'karav b'mehera v'yameinu amen. A good Yantav, everybody.